الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون. إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. صدق الله العظيم. Tonight being the third night of Ramadan, with the help and grace of Allah Rabbul Izzah, we have completed three quarter of the fourth juz of the Holy Quran. In the fourth juz and para of the Quran, amongst the many topics that have been discussed is the incident of the greatest and the first major battle that took place in Islam, which is none other than the Battle of Badr, that took place on the 17th of Ramadan, 2 AH, approximately 110 kilometers southwest of Medina Tayyiba. This is known to be the greatest and the first major battle that took place in Islam. Prior to this battle, there were many skirmishes that took place between the Muslims and the enemies. But on a large scale engagement, this was the greatest battle that took place. Thus, this is known as the battle of Hasimah, the decisive battle, when Allah Rabbul Izzah made manifest the truth and broke the back of batil and falsehood. This battle was a turning point in the lives of many. And of course, there's no time to go into the details of this battle, but just to cover a few points that relate to this great incident that took place in Islam, which Allah refers to in this part of the Quran. Nabi alayhi salam, along with another 313 of his companions, they left Medina Tayyiba with the intention of intercepting the caravan of the Quraysh that was under the leadership or the control of Abu Sufyan, who then later became a Muslim. The Quraysh of Makkah were planning to conquer Medina Tayyiba and wipe off Islam completely. So therefore Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba had to go out and try and block and prevent them from doing so. Nonetheless, the route was very cumbersome, tedious and challenging. Historians write they were plus minus 313, but only had 70 conveyances. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explains that groups of three were made, and one camel, one conveyance was allotted to one group. Said while two will be sitting on the back of the conveyance, one will walk. And so happened Abu Lubaba and Ali radiallahu anhu were made to partner with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sharing one conveyance. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explains that the two of them, whenever it was the turn for them to sit on the conveyance and for Nabi alayhi salam to walk, they would plead to the Nabi of Allah, "Ya Rasulullah, we cannot allow this. You sit and we will walk in your place." But Nabi alayhi salam would tell them, "Ma ana bi aghna anil ajri minkuma. I am not independent of reward. I am also in need of reward like you two." This was the humility and the level of tawadu' that he would display before his sahaba. The hadith of Abu Dawood, كان يتخلف في المسير فيزجر الضعيف ويضعو لهم. Nabi alayhi salam never acted as a chief and a commander who just orders and dictates and oversees and overlooks everything. Rather, he would walk at the back of the group and he would motivate and spur on the weak. He would encourage them, make dua for them. This was the conduct and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he himself physically took part in the physical labor and the work that was needed. Nonetheless, they continued traveling until they reach a place called Safra, which is very near Bir Rawha, which is not very far from Jabal Badr. Then when they reach this place, two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam come and inform him that the caravan has managed to escape and flee away, and the Quraysh of Makkah are now preparing a huge battle and a war, and they're preparing a huge army to come and fight you. Sahaba radiallahu anhum could sense a worry and a concern on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Immediately he gathered his Sahaba and he assembled them for mashwara. He then informed his Sahaba of the plan and the plot of the Quraysh, and the caravan has escaped. No sooner Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gets up, "Ya Rasulullah," and then enthusiastically he expresses his allegiance to Nabi alayhi salam, that, O Messenger of Allah, we will remain with you, we will never leave you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sits down, and then the giant, the robust Umar radiallahu anhu gets up. And he too enthusiastically expresses his allegiance to Nabi alayhi salam. And then he sits down. Then Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu gets up. And he delivers a beautiful lecture in which he addresses the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, O Messenger of Allah, we are your companions. We are not like the people of Musa alayhi salam. When Allah ordered them to go and engage in battle, they told Musa, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. O Musa, you and your Allah go and fight. Engage them in battle. We're going to watch and observe from the back. We're not going to join you. But O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be with you on your side. We will never abandon and forsake you. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, but still we could see a worry on his face. And then we realized his concern was the Ansar. The people of Medina who were the host of the Muhajireen. What was their response? What do they have to say? So immediately one of the chiefs and the leaders of the Ansar, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu an, who's known as Siddiq al-Ansar, he gets up and then he gives a beautiful lecture and he delivers a beautiful sermon telling Nabi alayhi salam that we the Ansar will remain on your side, we will never abandon you, no matter which part of the world you take us, we will follow you, we will accompany you and we will never forsake you. This brought joy to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they then continued traveling until they reached Badr. The night preceding the battle, we can't go into the details of this incident. Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that the night preceding the battle, there was none amongst us, whether from the Muhajireen or the Ansar, except that he was overtaken by deep sleep. He was fast asleep the night preceding the greatest war in Islam. Except for one man, who the entire night was engaged in earnest and fervent dua, begging and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was on his side? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, trying to pacify and comfort him. Ya Rasulullah, hasbuk. O Messenger of Allah, you cannot cry like this. Sufficient enough. The dua was being made. Allahumma in tahlik hadhihi al-isabatu lam tu'bad qattu. Allahumma in tahlik hadhihi al-isabatu lam tu'bad qattu. O Allah, have pity and mercy on my sahaba. O Allah, if they get destroyed tomorrow, you will not be worshipped on the surface of this earth. O Allah, protect my sahaba, look after them. The next morning, the battle commenced. And the two rows of the Muslims and the disbelievers, they clash with their swords and spears. And Nabi alayhi salam picks up some sand with his hand and he throws it towards the side of the disbelievers, causing them to be scattered and dispersed. And Allah's angels descend. First, 1,000 angels come down, then 3,000, then 5,000. And they come and they assist the believers. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants victory to the Muslims and defeat to the disbelievers. This is the ayat that Allah is making, or this is the incident that Allah is referring to in this ayat. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ. That after the battle of Uhud, 1 year later, when the Muslims had to suffer some type of defeat, and they were very depressed and sad, so Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds them, there is no need to be sad and depressed. Remember the occasion of Badr, when you earned the divine and unseen nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember during the battle of Badr, how Allah sent down His angels who came and helped and assisted you. So therefore, as a token of appreciation and shukr, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by adopting taqwa in your life, and this is your shukr for the great victory of Badr. There's a lengthy incident of Uhud and there's no time to go into the details. There's two main important lessons that we learn from this incident of Badr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about in this para. The first important lesson for you and I is that the formula to earn the divine and unseen nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to engage in those actions and those a'mal that draw the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And what are those a'mal? يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. Allah Rabbul Izzah gives us the formula that, oh you believe, seek Allah's help and divine unseen nusrat through sabr and salah. By exercising patience and performing salat, you will be able to earn the mercy and the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second great and important lesson we learn in this incident is the lesson of submission. Submission to the will and the happiness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That no matter what is our condition, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum have done, similarly must be our condition. We submit and surrender before Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ. Allah takes a qasam in the Quran. O Muhammad, by the qasam of your Lord, they will never have true iman until or unless they appoint you as the arbitrator and they make you decide and rule. And then they're happy with your decision and they don't find any difficulty or discomfort accepting your decision and your command. Only then they will have complete iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true qualities of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant us His divine and unseen nusrat. And may He help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in this month of Ramadan. So sad to see how our Muslims in Palestine are suffering at this moment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them, to grant them His divine and unseen help, like He granted His nusrat to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum during the battle of Badr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.